Good morning. It's still morning. It's Wednesday, August the 3rd. It's 11:44 and, oh, it's 11:45 and I've forgotten how to do this. It looks like it's been 17 days, 11 days since I last did an audio boo. Main reason it's been so long is I haven't done anything. We've been on holiday. I spent most of the time trying to grow a beard. We've watched a lot of films, a serious amount of films, on which I can recommend Four Lions. Four Lions is very, very funny. It shouldn't be, and if you read the write-up for it, you'll think, why is a film about terrorists funny? But it is unfortunately very, very funny. I say unfortunately because there is a certain amount of guilt about laughing at certain situations. But Four Lions, see it. If you get a chance, see it. Saw Captain America, really quite like that. And we've seen a lot of dross, really bad films that have been awful and nothing to write home or recommend. Steer clear of Ironclad, Age of Heroes, Master and Commander. Just steer clear of them. The only other exciting thing that happened is that a week ago or so, somebody got in contact with me. I joined a blog, an expat blog, about 5 years ago. When I moved here, so I just mentioned that I was living in Tijuana, and it links to my blog, and my blog links to it, and I don't pay much attention. And an email appeared to say that I'd got a message in my inbox there. So I went over to discover that there's somebody who's living in Tijuana, who's English, and he'd like to get in contact, which we did. We spent about a day, 2 days emailing back and forth, and then decide to meet up. And last Sunday night, we met up in a bar, and a great night was had. It's one of those really frightening things. I was explaining to Danny this morning, because she asked how it went, and I said it's quite strange because, just obviously because you come from the same country, doesn't necessarily mean that you would get on. And I have met a couple of English people and just thought, like, whoa, these are people I would never meet in England or be associated with. This person, John is his name. John is actually really nice. We probably would never have met in any other circumstances because we lead totally different lives. But it was a very enjoyable evening, and we will be meeting up again this weekend because, like me, one of the one things that he's really missed is curries. And we were talking about things we miss, and so when he mentioned curries, obviously it came down to the fact is that, well, I can cook a curry. So he's now coming round on Saturday, and we will be continuing that. Apart from that, there's very little else sort of happening. It's the weather has changed. The weather's turned. It's been quite good for July. It's been fairly consistently cool. But in the last 2 days, 3 days, it's really picked up the temperature. And we've had to go to open windows, trying to find some breeze, fans on, sitting around the house in just our underwear going, and complaining about the heat. I'm actually back at work in a week. Next Wednesday I go back to work, so I'm really not looking forward to that, especially as we've been, as I say, watching a lot of films, watching a lot of crap on television, cooking shows. We've been watching Top Chef Canada and Top Chef Masters. Oh, and Master Chef Australia. Master Chef Australia is a juggernaut. It is unbelievable. This program happens 6 days a week with only two people eliminated every week, and they start off with about 100 people. So we're now on to something like week 80 or episode 80 or something daft like that, and it just keeps going and going and just running. It's very good because it does a lot of teaching, just a lot more teaching to you, the viewer, and reviewing this. But as I say, it's one of those things that you really got to be on holiday to watch. We've had that. We've also had the Tour de France, of course, which was absolutely awesome. And I've managed to fill out 5 minutes there. So I will, as usual, finish with, I'll catch you on the flip side. Bye-bye now.